Hello, this is Your Bread of Life, and today we start talking about the parable of the sower. Remember, we are dealing with the album or the series called The Mystery of the Kingdom, and we dealt with that the whole of last month and the other month. So this is the first in a series of recordings, audio messages concerning what we discussed last month in the parable of the sower. So the first question that we were discussing was, why did Jesus use parables? And we got this from Mark chapter 4, Matthew 13 and Luke 8. Mark chapter 4, Matthew 13 and Luke 8 describe the events that took place on a remarkable day in the life and ministry of Jesus. It is just one day that all of these passages, these different books record. And in this day, Jesus taught 10 parables. And these parables contained some of the most incredible stuff that he would ever teach. They contained what Jesus called the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, or the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And so what we are discussing now is this entire chapter, this entire day in the life of Jesus, and what did he teach? But our first question is, why did Jesus use parables? Maybe before we answer that, we need to ask another question. What are parables? Parables are simply earthly stories. They are simple earthly stories with profound heavenly meanings, or containing profound heavenly truths and mysteries. Jesus took natural earthly concepts, day-to-day examples that everyone could understand, a young child, anybody, educated, uneducated, everyone could understand. So Jesus took these earthly natural examples and he used them to explain deep heavenly spiritual realities and truths that these natural people, these carnal people, could not understand if he had taught them the way that everybody else would minister. So Jesus had to find a way to talk to these people at their level where they could get him. So he used parables, the things that they could understand day to day. So this is what we're discussing. And we have been saying that the parable of the sower is the key to all other parables. We call it the master parable, as we shall find out later. Jesus actually said that. But we said that the parable of the sower is critical, it's key, it's the most important of all these parables that he taught. And so that is the parable that we are going to begin with, study it and understand it, and then from there we shall go on to other parables. Now, turn to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. Verse 1, the same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprang up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But other fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30-fold. Who has ears to hear? Let him hear. Now, before we begin to discuss this parable and what it means, let us first look at the verses following immediately after Jesus had declared, spoken this parable to the multitude. You notice, we shall see while we discuss this parable, Jesus' pattern of teaching it. He did not immediately jump into explaining the parable. After he had taught or spoken or declared the parable, what we've just read from verse 1 to verse 9, he did not immediately begin to describe or to explain the parable. Rather, he began to explain other issues concerning the parable before he could begin to discuss the parable. So that's what we see in verse 10. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? In other words, after Jesus had declared this parable to the great multitude and separated himself with his disciples, the disciples came to him and said, Lord, why did you speak to those people in parables? Why did you speak to the multitude in parables, using this example of farming, of seed, and of ground? Why did he use this example? He answered and said unto them, verse 11, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Now, immediately after Jesus had finished speaking to the multitude, when his disciples came and asked him why he was speaking in parables, he basically told them that the truths he was sharing were not for everyone. Do you see that? He says, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Now, already there you can notice that he's connecting mysteries of the kingdom of heaven with teaching in parables. So you have to bear that in mind, that when we are dealing with parables, we are dealing with mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Now, later we shall see what mysteries means. But you see that you have to have this mind, that every time Jesus is declaring a parable, teaching a parable, he's explaining a deep spiritual mystery. And the fact that it's a mystery is the reason why he's teaching in a parable. You're going to understand what that means. So, he says that because to you it is given, in other words, that the truths he was sharing were not for everyone. You see, there were multitudes that always came to his meetings, and these multitudes had people that believed in him. They had people that were searching for the truth. They had those that hadn't made their mind up. They had those that were not yet sure. They had those that wanted a miracle, those that wanted a touch from him. They even had those that just wanted food. They were hungry and Jesus was giving them food. So they simply wanted bread and fish. But among that multitude also, there were those who were mockers, and those who disbelieved him, and those who doubted him, like the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all these people. So the truths that Jesus was sharing in parables, they were for a specific group of people, not for everybody. The truths were for those who believed in him. The truths were for those who wanted to understand what he was saying. They were for those who were seeking for God, those who are hungry for God, those who are searching, those who are meek, those who are humble. But now, to all those people, those who are searching, those who are meek, those who are humble, those who wanted to know the truth, to them it was given to understand what he was saying. But there was a group to whom it was not given to understand what he was saying, and that group was the mockers, the doubters, the unbelievers, the Pharisees, and all of these people that came to dispute, to argue with him, to trap him, to make a fool of him, to disrupt his meetings, to arrest him, all these kinds of people, to them it was not given to understand. And we will explain that. So the Apostle Paul actually talks about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. If you can turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, you will understand this. You see, those that rejected Jesus had no right to understand what he was teaching. But those that accepted Jesus, those that were willing to learn, those that were hungry for knowledge and hungry for truth and hungry for God, all of those, it was given to them to understand the mysteries of the kingdom and what Jesus was teaching. Now you see, let me explain this. This is really profound if you understand it. There were so many people that followed Jesus, thousands everywhere he went. The bulk of these people, probably 95 to 98% of these people, were uneducated. They were peasants. They were lowly women. They were children. They were men that had, most of them, it's terrible to say, but the truth, most men that followed Jesus either had nothing to do, or they were travelers, or they were seekers, So, Jesus basically had a group of miserable or unemployed or poor people or uneducated people, and yet they were hungry for truth and they were hungry for God and they wanted to know and they wanted to learn and they wanted to understand. So if you are Jesus and the message you have brought is a profound, deep spiritual message, it's heavy, it's loaded. You are talking about the great kingdom of God. You are talking about how the kingdom of heaven works. How do you explain that to people who are uneducated, who can't understand deep truths, who are, uneducated in the word of God, people who are miserable, people who are just there, simple people, lowly people? If you are Jesus, how do you... These people are not born again, remember. They are not born again. They are carnal. They are natural. They don't have the Holy Spirit to explain to them. They don't have the Holy Spirit to teach them these deep spiritual truths that you are delivering to them. So if you are Jesus, what do you do to explain to carnal people? You find a way to teach them in a way that they can understand. You find a way to speak to them at their level. You find a way to minister to them in a way that they will understand you. That is what parables are. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, Paul says, "The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned." This is the dilemma that Jesus had. He's a spiritual man. He's teaching spiritual truths. But the people he's talking to don't have the Holy Spirit. They are carnal. And yet they want to know. They want to understand. They want to hear him. But he can't speak these deep truths at his level. They will not understand him. They don't have the Holy Spirit. They are natural. They are carnal. This verse says they cannot understand. They cannot know the things of God. Why? Because these people are spiritually dead. Now, these people have only one solution. There's only one remedy to this problem. They must believe in Jesus. They must be born again. And then they will receive a brand new spirit. They will receive the Spirit of God. They will receive the mind of Christ. And then they will be able to understand the things of God. Now, these people that came in the multitude, they were those that believed. They were not yet born again, but they were those that believed in Jesus and wanted to learn and wanted to understand. But they were carnal. I want you to understand that point. They were carnal. They were natural. They were lost. They were blind. They had hard hearts because they were sinners. You know, and the prophet Isaiah spoke about this and prophesied it. And he said in Isaiah chapter 6, chapter 29, chapter 30, in all of these chapters, Isaiah keeps saying this, and Jesus brings it out and he quotes it in verse 13. "Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them." You see, so this was the condition of these people. Their eyes were blind, their ears were deaf, their hearts were hard. They had closed themselves to God because of their sin and because of their unbelief. So they could not hear or understand. Now, if you are Jesus, you love these people, you want to communicate with them, and so that they can believe you and be changed and healed and saved. But if you speak at your level, they will not understand you. What do? You find a way to speak to them at a level which they can understand. This is what Jesus was explaining to his disciples, why he used parables. It's because the people had no ability to understand the truths he was saying to them. They were spiritually blind. They were spiritually deaf. Their hearts were hardened. They were dead to God. They were natural men. They could not understand spiritual truths that he was explaining to them. So he had to find a way of reaching them that could circumvent their spiritual blindness. He had to find a way to go past their spiritual blindness. He had to find a way to deliver these truths to them in a way, in a style, in a model that they could understand, that they could repent, that they could have their hearts changed. So this is why Jesus spoke in parables, in simple, natural ways, using day-to-day experiences that these people knew and understood so they could grasp the kingdom of God and the deep spiritual truths that he was teaching. Now, we have commonly interpreted Matthew 13:13-15. These verses, we have commonly interpreted them to mean that Jesus was deliberately hiding the truth from these people, or that he did not want them to understand what he was teaching. But, you know, this contradicts so many things about Jesus or about God. I think, first of all, let us read these verses and then we talk about this, yeah? So verse 13, therefore speak I to them in parables, because they, seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing you shall hear, shall not understand, and seeing you shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Now, these verses, we have commonly interpreted them to say that Jesus was deliberately hiding the truth, that he did not want these people to understand what he was saying, because their eyes, so he made their eyes blind, or they made their eyes blind, their ears deaf, etc. But you know, first of all, notice what Jesus did not say in this verse, and look at what he actually said. He did not say, therefore speak, look at verse 13, Matthew 13, therefore speak I to them in parables, so that they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. Is that what Jesus said? No. What did he say? He said, therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. Do you notice that difference? It's so important to see that difference, because it completely turns the meaning of the verse. If you say that he said, therefore, I speak to them in parables, so that they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not. As that's what we always teach, that's what Jesus said. He teaches in parables so that they could not see, and they could not understand, and they could not repent and be healed and be changed. No, that verse says, he said, I speak to them in parables because they don't see, and because they don't hear, and because they don't understand. You see, I don't know how to let me try to get this across. If you use so that in that verse, it means that Jesus was teaching in parables so that they would not see or hear. In other words, it was his intention, it was his goal, it was his objective that they don't understand what he's saying, that they don't see it, that they don't hear it, and that they don't repent. And can you believe something like that, that Jesus could teach a multitude, thousands of people, this Jesus who loved souls, this Jesus who came to save them that were lost, this Jesus who came to help people? Can you believe that he could look at a multitude of thousands of people and teach deliberately so that they can't understand him? Does that even make sense, that Jesus came all the way from heaven to teach people so that they don't understand? No. We have misinterpreted that verse by using so that. But that verse is not so that. It is because. Matthew 13:13 says, therefore I teach in parables because they seeing see not. If we use because as the verse does, then the statement has a different meaning. It means that the reason he taught in parables was because they could not see, and they could not hear, and they could not understand spiritual truth. Therefore, because they could not see, because they could not hear, because they could not understand, he used parables. What are parables? They are simple earthly stories. They are stories that they could understand. It was their day-to-day experiences. So Jesus uses what they can understand, what they can hear. Why does he use very simple stories? Because these people, their eyes are blind, their ears are deaf, their hearts are hard. If he declares spiritual truth anyhow, they will not get it. It will pass by them. And yet, he wants them to get it. He wants them to repent. He wants to save them. So because of that, he has to find a way to circumvent, to go beyond, go past their hindrances. That's why he uses parables, because parables are simple. He wanted them to see. He wanted them to hear. He wanted them to understand. He wanted them to repent. This is why he came, to save people, to help people. And this is why he used parables. You see, now the second reason why this interpretation that Jesus was deliberately hiding the truth, the second reason it doesn't make sense in this context is because, you see, if Jesus was trying to hide the truth that he was sharing, then the single worst possible way he could do that was by teaching them in parables. Because the people understood parables. The parables were simple messages. They were simple stories. They were earthly stories. Stories of farming, stories of fishing, stories of building a house, keeping sheep, baking bread. These were the parables. Stories of keeping your beautiful sheep or running a home. Stories that everyone could understand. Even lowly shepherds, even these people, these simple children and women whom Jesus loved and whom Jesus wanted to understand. So, if you are Jesus and you want to make it hard for all of these people to understand what you are saying, then why on earth would you teach it in the way that they would most understand it? You see that? Because the way that these people could most understand the truths you were sharing was through him relating it to their day-to-day living. And that is exactly what he did. You see, Jesus was not trying to hide the truth. Jesus was not trying to make it hard for people to understand. On the contrary, Jesus was trying to make it understandable. He was taking incomprehensible spiritual truths that were too deep for the natural man, and he was putting those deep truths into simple earthly stories of farming, of cooking, of baking, of keeping sheep, of tending your flock, of digging a garden. He was taking these deep truths and putting them in those simple stories so that these people could understand. Do you see that? I hope you see that by teaching using examples, in other words, parable, Jesus wasn't trying to hide his message. He was making it as simple as possible so that all who yearned for it, all who sought after truth, all who wanted God, all who were hungry for God, regardless of whether they were educated or not, regardless of whether they were simple children or simple men or simple women or educated or uneducated, so that they could all understand him. This is God's heart, to save as many as come to him. And this was Jesus' heart also, to save as many as came to him. And in order for him to do that, they had to understand him. So he chose to use parables to help as many of them to understand him. I hope you've got, that was our message for today. Why did Jesus use parables? Jesus used parables so that as many as wanted, as many as desired, as many as came to him would understand what he was saying. If Jesus ministered to these people the same way that we minister to each other today, they would not understand him. For us, we have the Holy Spirit who teaches us, who gives us the ability to understand the things of God. These people did not have the Holy Spirit. They were carnal. They were natural. They were not born again. So they could not understand spiritual truth. So Jesus had to find a way to teach them at their level so that they could understand him, and they could see the truth and hear the truth and repent in their heart, and he would change them and heal them and bless them. This is our message for today. This is Your Bread of Life. You can go to yourbreadoflife.blogspot.ug. You can go to foundation2816.blogspot.com. All these lessons are on yourbreadoflife.blogspot.ug. yourbreadoflife.blogspot.ug. Small case everything. I'll be back tomorrow with another one. These messages are going to be longer than before. It's because from the feedback I got, everybody was saying the messages are too short. So they are going to be a bit longer than usual, but we will cover much more and more detail, and we will enjoy it. So that's my message for today. I'll be back tomorrow with Your Bread of Life. You are blessed, and see you tomorrow. Goodbye.